moved away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Sailed off and I don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. And this champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salt sea. One day you will be as lost as me. Change your geography. Somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and light. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and Transforming Your Life. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited. It's a beautiful, sunny day here in New England. It's called Frozen Sunshine, as winter has finally set in. We were really lucky up until this point to have really pretty mild weather. We had a week of cold weather, and now it is totally in the deep freeze. And we had some snow yesterday, so the ground is covered with snow. It looks all so pretty. I love it. And we have a big storm coming in this weekend, which they're keeping an eye on. So what are you grateful for today? I used to wake up in the morning so miserable and cranky, and something actually in the last week and a half shifted for me where I like to sleep late. I've always liked to sleep late. I like to stay up late at night, and I like to sleep late in the morning. And then something happened about a week and a half ago. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden, I am waking up every morning before 8 o'clock. And I'm like, so at first I was really mad about it. And then I've tried to lay in bed and go back to sleep, and it just doesn't work. So I decided a couple of days into it that obviously, spirit has something intended for me, and I need to be getting up in the mornings because otherwise I would be able to sleep like I normally could. So that has not happened. So here I am now, a week and a half into this, and I'm taking it in a totally different way than I would have even a year ago. I would have been grouchy and miserable, and why can't I go back to sleep, and blah, blah, blah. So today, I am going to talk about looking back to move ahead. But what I really want to talk about is when the things roll into your life, because they will, how do you handle it? Something as simple as waking up 2 hours before you like to wake up every morning. How do you deal with that? Do you just roll with it? Do you get aggravated? Does it make your day be, you know, right crunchy and prickly and porcupiney right from the start? Or do you roll with it and say, well, there's got to be a reason? And that is seriously like my mantra lately. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a higher reason for it. So there's got to be a better thing. There's got to be a good reason for it. And if you listened to yesterday's show, you would have heard some examples of there being a better reason for life throwing things in your way to delay you or to change your plans and things like that. Where I had an instance on Sunday where I was delayed and physically delayed from getting to my destination, and that delay was actually a blessing, because had I been a couple of minutes earlier, I could have been in an accident, because there was a multi-car accident that had just happened, and it was, you know, it could have been me had I not had that delay. So how do you handle the things in your life when they go bump? They bump into you and you've got to change your plans. Something happens and things are not working out the way that you wanted them to or you thought. That's really key, because when we get all freaked out about things and all stressed out, that sends all these stress hormones into your body. And especially this, you know, for women, this is a big problem, because women tend to be affected by this more, it seems like, than men, like the fibromyalgia thing. And that's all from being hyper vigilant, super sensitive, and on guard all the time. So if you get all worked up because now you're delayed and you're going to be late, just send a message, send a text or call and say, hey, I'm going to be late. I've been unexpectedly delayed, and let it go. So if you get all jacked up, get all nervous, your body is going to fill with stress hormones. And you keep doing that long enough and it will create illness in your body. But you do that, you know, for a period of time, and before it even creates illness, it's going to add weight to you, because the stress hormones medically will create that it'll create extra weight in your body as protection. So we don't want that, girls, right? All right. So how do you roll? How do you roll? Really think about that. And so this month, the rest of this month, I want you to look at how you have handled things in your life in the past. So look at the last year and then look at the last 3 years. So as things have come up, because they will, and they do, because this is a physical existence and things happen. Car accidents, broken legs, you lose money, a spouse, a parent, a child passes away. Things happen in our lives. There's no way around it. The big question for you is, how do you handle it? How do you deal with it? Right? I used to, in a case like this, so I'm pre-recording today because something has come up and I need to drive someone to an appointment. And it came up last night, you know, not really exactly last minute, but it came up last night. And normally I would have been freaking out about it, or I would have just said, well, I'll just cancel the show. But I am committed to this 30-day challenge, and it's really changed my mindset in an interesting way, where I am going to get a show on the air for you guys, no matter what, every day for the 30 days that I promised. And whether I have to pre-record it, change the time, which I'm trying not to do because I like to have it on the same time every day. That way you guys know when it is, when to come on, how to find it. And, you know, I know a lot of you can't listen live and you listen to the replay. And I've played around with the times of the shows over the last few years, trying to figure out when is a good time for most people, and really have not found the optimal time for most people. So I know a lot of you listen to the replay. So the fact that, you know, I'm pre-recording is fine with a lot of you. The only thing when, you know, I pre-record, obviously, is I can't take callers for readings. But I promise I will have an opportunity to do that later on during the week. And definitely, you know, in the next 2 weeks while I'm doing this 30-day challenge. Actually, we've got 3 weeks to go. Got 1 week under the belt. So to move forward this month, it's really important to take a look back. And the information that you look back on gives you an opportunity to proceed in a way that can be different in your life this year. So really pay attention. Look back at some of the things that happened and ask yourself, how did I handle that? Did I get all freaked out? You know, how did I handle that situation? Look back at your relationships, your finances, your career. What do you want to see this next year? Because what you do this month is going to set up your entire year. So really take the time and get a good look. So I'm going to give you some tips in how to be able to do that in a healthy way. So the first thing is you really want to get grounded. And I like to do grounding meditations often because as a psychic, you know, my energy is often above me into the other world. So grounding is really key for me. And plus, also grounding helps get rid of anything that I may pick up from other people, any energies, because you don't want other people's energies really affecting your day. So you can use a grounding cord, which you open, imagine your crown chakra, which is the top of your head, opening, and imagine a cord dropping from the heavens into your right through your head, down your spine, and then out the bottom of your spine into the earth, wrapping around a rock or spreading out roots like a tree. And notice how big your cord is when you call it in. When I first started this, my cord was like a thread that could easily break. And the more I practice it, the stronger my grounding cord gets. And now it's really, really solid. And that's the thing about doing something and making it a habit, is it builds up stamina. Just like this, the grounding cord, my grounding cord has gotten it's gotten thicker, it's gotten stronger, it's really tough now. And it can ground me in a way that a year or two ago, it could just break if somebody pushed me over. So that, along with this 30-day challenge, is really, I feel like, being significant in changing my life, because it takes constant effort and habit to break an old pattern or an old habit. So the key is really to be committed. So no matter what life throws at you, how are you going to now adapt and move in a way that still serves you without feeling like you're people-pleasing, letting yourself or others down, and just being able to be solid and grounded in your life? Another thing that you can do is stomp your feet on the ground and really feel your feet on the ground. That brings you right into your body. So get grounded and then be willing to see the truth, even if it's uncomfortable. So dig deep, and you're going to have to ask some really tough questions about yourself, about the relationships that you're in, about your finances, about your career. And you can just fluff it off and do surface stuff. But if you really want to make a change, I encourage you to really dig deeply, because, you know, like the dusting of snow, it's not enough snow to go sledding. So it's pretty and all that. But if you want to get out and play in the snow, there's not enough here. So if you want to get deep into your life and change it, then you're going to have to get a lot of snow. You're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to shovel yourself out, shovel your car out. And for any of those of you who live in warm climates and don't have that experience, go on YouTube and look at some of the videos from our winter last year here in New England, especially in the Boston area, and people shoveling their cars out. So just imagine, take that visual and that analogy or metaphor and apply it to your life. So if you get an inch of snow, you can easily push it off the driveway with a shovel. But if you get 2 feet of snow, your car isn't going anywhere unless you get the shovel out and dig out one shovelful at a time, right? Same thing with your life. You can just dust off the surface and push off the minor things that are coming up, or you can dig deep and find out really, what things do you want to change? How do you want to change? What kind of person do you want to be a year from now? Because we live in our defenses 90% of the time, and that's in the ego mind. And we really, really go into depths of this at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And if you haven't picked up Rees's book yet, Discover Your Life Purpose, I highly urge that you do that and really get into learning the profiles and the how we are in the world with most people. How we present ourselves is our defensive profile. It's how we learn to survive as children. And you know, when you've got your guard up and you bring your defense to any situation, then you're going to get defense back. So life is sort of like this low, painful, for a lot of people, aggravation where it's not quite what they want it to be, but it's okay. And you do a lot of things you don't want to do. And trust me, I am not saying by any means, don't misunderstand, that by learning what to be in your core and get out of your defensive profile and be who you're really meant to be in the world, that you're not going to have stuff come up and you're not going to have to do things you don't want to do. I mean, face it, we all have to do things that we don't want to do at some point. But the key is how mentally you handle it when you make the choice to do those things. Okay? So make it a choice. So retrace your steps or your thought process of how your what your last year looks like. And because, like, they say that a definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So in order to change and stop doing the same thing over and over again, you have to look at what you're doing and how you're handling things. So acknowledge how, and also look back, as you're looking back, acknowledge how you have changed in the last year, 2 years, and 3 years. And really pat yourself on the back for having the courage in the changes that you've made, even if they're small, tiny changes. So really appreciate yourself for being able to have the courage to make those changes and becoming who you are. Because this life is not a journey. And I know that's kind of, what's the word that I want? Not passe, but I know that's kind of everybody. You hear that phrase everywhere. Life is a journey, not a destination, right? But it's really true. And I'm so enthusiastic and so really committed. I can't even think of the word I want for that. But I'm so sort of a proponent for always learning new things. And I don't just mean knowledge. It's really learning new things about you. And, you know, learning new knowledge is great. I'm learning new healing techniques all the time. You know, I study lots of different things. But the key is I can learn all that stuff. But if I'm still the same person, then that stuff only has so much value, right? The real value comes in living your life fully in who you are meant to be. If you have not done shadow work yet, I highly encourage that you get into that shadow work and uncover your shadow side, because that's the part that really holds you back. That's the thought in your mind that triggers you. That's the goblin that comes up when something feels familiar from your past that you push up against. That's getting into the same kind of relationship over and over again because it's familiar, and it's you have some kind of vow or goblin you know, in that area, and you keep attracting to you the same thing. So look at that. Look at all those things in your past and choose now to go forward in a different direction, because life is a choice. And we have the ability to choose something different in every single moment. You know, I hear people so often saying, well, I have to do it. Well, I don't have a choice. Well, that is totally giving your power away. And in that case, guess what? You just did put yourself into a box. And, you know, we did the box, talked about being in the box and getting out of your box in a show last week. So if you didn't listen to that show, go and listen to the show of getting out of your box. And we put ourselves in these boxes all the time. So ask yourself when that voice in your head is showing up and you say, oh no, I can't do that. Why not? Why not? Why not choose something differently? So I just picked a couple of cards out of Colette Baron Reed's The Map, Enchanted Map Oracle cards. And it's interesting because I picked card number 53, and it's listening. It's an elephant. The cards are beautiful. If you haven't seen them, go on her website and check them out. And then the second card is wide open, number 42. And the third card I picked was coming apart. So to put things together, sometimes things have to come apart. So look back, see what you really want to change this next year in your life, and know that your possibilities right now are wide open, because we're talking about the rest of this month and this year, and so the spread is for that time period. So listen to that quiet voice within, not that chatterbox and that tape that runs in your mind 24 hours a day. If you're lucky, it goes to sleep when you go to sleep at night. But many people, that voice never goes to sleep, and you have to take sleeping pills or different things to help you sleep, sedatives, or you might have a drink to go to sleep at night. Not really probably the best idea. So if that's you, find a way to start quieting that chatterbox. Get into meditation. Get into working with somebody that does the envision process like me. And by the way, you can find me when I'm off the air at CynthiaFontaine.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And if you go on my website, you have all the social media links there. So that makes it really easy for you guys. And you can book appointments right from my website, which is really convenient. That brings the calendar up, shows you what I have available. You enter your information, boom, you're done. It's really great. So that's CynthiaFontaine.com, Cynthia Fontaine. All right, so this is going to just be a half an hour show because I do have to get running off to this new thing that I have to do. And it is going to be a shortened show today. So that being said, you know, talking about how do you deal with things. So how did I deal with this today? I said, okay, I'm going to pre-record, I'm going to upload, and I'm going to have to do a shortened show, but I am committed to doing it, to being here, to be present. And it feels so good. So if you have not had this sort of thing in your life, if you have not tried something to be committed to be as far as a practice goes, I highly encourage that you commit to doing a 30-day challenge, whether it's meditation or you pick one thing and you do it every day for 30 days, because it will change your life. So quickly looking at the cards, again, listening, wide open, and coming apart. And coming apart, it can be a really healthy thing. So if you are looking back at relationships and, you know that the relationship you're in isn't quite right, isn't quite the healthiest, it's okay. Know that this year is the year for you to make a choice and move ahead. And you might have to hit rock bottom in order to do that. However, you have the infinite possibilities and your possibilities are wide open to what can happen for you this year by listening, going within, making a commitment to a practice, and changing your life. All right, you guys, so we are out of time, or I am out of time for the show today. I will be back with you again tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll be live unless something comes up, because if something comes up, then I'm going to have to be flexible. And, you know, this being flexible thing has really turned out to be a great thing. I'm really enjoying it. So, get flexible. Do some yoga. Start enjoying your life and enjoying the things that life puts in front of you to change up your schedule, change up how you do things. When you enjoy it, when you embrace it, it's a whole different energy. And guess what? The universe is going to send you more things to embrace and to enjoy. I love you all so very much. Have a fabulous, fabulous day wherever you are and whatever day it is when you listen to this. I just love you and I hope to catch you on the air soon.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Ooh.
back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
And now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. And this champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salt of sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Somewhere got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Rumbling in the water's nice. Find yourself a lip slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key.